Tuesday morning is when we have Tuesday Book Club. It would be crazy to have it on any other day and still call it Tuesday Book Club. Andrew Popel is Tersiar's master of the written word from his show Final Draft. Very good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Now, last week we prepped people up. We told them we were going to talk about Bram Presser's...
The Book of Dirt.
The Book of Dirt.
Yeah, this was... I really enjoyed this book. It's a very challenging book. Look, I think I'll tell you a little bit about it. I think you'll understand why. The Book of Dirt is the story of Jacob Rand. He's a young Czech man leaving his village for Prague in the 1930s, establishing a life, qualifying as a lawyer, only to find himself trapped by the Nazi occupation as war rolls across Europe. The Book of Dirt is also the story of Bram Presser. The novel's author is the grandson of Dr. Jan Randa, one of the many derivations of his name and identity that that he was forced to take on as he was moved into internment, survived, and ultimately moved his family to Melbourne for a chance at a life free of conflict. Early in the Book of Dirt, Bram reflects on these many names and identities and how perhaps he didn't truly know his grandfather at all. Cherishing beloved memories of his grandfather, Jacob, Bram embarks on a quest to discover who the man, Jacob Rand, was in the many lives that he was forced to live simply to survive.
Wow.
So Bram's quest begins with an article published in the Australian Jewish News. I think it's sort of, we're going back about 10 years or so, under the headline, Dr. Jacob Randa and the Books of the Extinct Race. It detailed his grandfather's time during the war in a concentration camp, working on a project that was to be known as the Museum of the Extinct Race. So this sort of scenario is the Nazis had kind of press-ganged Jewish scholars and otherwise into... Basically, they were to sort books and artifacts that were stolen from Jewish people across Europe to be preserved in some sort of macabre testament to the Nazi brutality. It's hard to imagine what this would have actually looked like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so this article sort of showed Bram this story of his grandfather that he wasn't aware of. So the narrative unfolds as Bram travels to Prague and across Europe, attempting to discover evidence of his grandfather's life, even as a young Jacob treads the same streets on his journey through the war. Bram's novel is historical fiction. So while his own story reflects his journey of discovery, he has to imagine the world of Jacob's experiences and the people who populate it. These include members of his family, people that he knows as friends of his grandfather in Australia, but also people who are really, I guess, in a sense, lost to history because of the brutality and the destruction of that time. This is a novel about remembering, about the way we have to make whole, incomplete, or non-existent recollections so that we have a story that we can tell and that makes sense in our world. And the way these memories are necessarily flawed, Bram's journey of discovery forces him to confront the ways in which memory is frustratingly reliant on a past and people who often did not know or care to preserve it. I mean, if we think about the possibility of a museum of the extinct race, in all its horror, it kind of illustrates this point perfectly. In conceiving such a project, Hitler sought to curate and control the memory of an entire people. This control of words and thoughts, it's the hallmark of totalitarianism, and it's frightening in its possibility. Through the work and the actions of the prisoners co-opted into the work, the project is subtly undercut. In the novel, through Jacob's own tale, history and stories rise up from the page as almost sort of a form of solace. And ultimately, it's the survivors, their families, who are responsible for the project of remembering despite all these things that have been lost. So in a conversation, I was thinking about this, in a conversation I had last year with the Israeli author Nir Baram, he wryly observed that the Second World War has likely had a book written for every hour of the conflict, maybe more. This is not a topic that we can escape. And perhaps never more so than now when it seems that the spectre of fascism is emerging far too close to home. Supposedly great leaders of the past studied history to grow in wisdom and escape making the mistakes of their forebears. And I kind of think we could do worse ourselves than to read and consider novels such as The Book of Dirt and what it has to contribute to our understanding of the past and also of our emerging world.
It sounds like an incredibly important novel to be read right now.
Yeah, I would absolutely say so. I mean, what really was striking about this, it's one of those wonderful things that I find with books. They're not like movies where they just lay it all out in the trailer. I read the back of the little synopsis of the Book of Dirt, and it really had me hooked with this story of Jacob Rand. And really this parallel story of Bram's journey is equally wonderful in the way they interplay. The stories run parallel, but it's really Bram's emerging understanding of the history through what he can find, the documents he can find, but also what he can't find, that ultimately it makes something magical and wonderful about the way he unfolds his grandfather's tale. That was really vague, I know, but it's something that you can only experience by reading the book, to see how current times and that history unravel together.
Was this a difficult read?
Not at all, actually.
Good. I wasn't sure. When you describe it, I'm thinking, like, it'll be fascinating, but is it going to be one of those ones that's very hard?
I think travelling alongside Bram is very immediate. It has this sense of memoir and travelogue and, I guess, almost diaristic revelation of Bram's feelings at the time. But then he's writing his historical fiction realisation of his grandfather's life. It's just so, it's so wonderful. It's so full of life. It's like, this was obviously a very difficult time for him to try to imagine. You know, one of the most horrific times in humanity's history. But it's about the people. He writes about the people. And so it makes it just so wonderful to be there with them despite the horrors that they're enduring.
It is a fascinating way of putting a story like that together.
It really is, and I think it plays out in what it leaves with you, that it's so immediate because of Bram's experience of this.
So it's called The Book of Dirt?
The Book of Dirt. Hard to explain why it's called The Book of Dirt. Very immediate. Got a very striking cover. Many people have commented on the fact that it looks like I have sullied the cover because it's got sort of dirt all over it. And it's really, it's really graphically realised.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. Now, we are having a break next week, sadly. You're going to be away?
I'm away.
Boo.
Yay, but away.
Holiday. To keep people occupied, what can they do if they want to find some more Final Draft?
I would say every Saturday morning, I'm going to be, even though I'm going to be away for a little while, I will be making sure there's Final Draft every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Or 2SER.com, you can listen back to the recent episodes.
Fantastic stuff. Andrew Pubble, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Nick.